What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trump, and I'm your host, Katie Trump. Well, it's crazy to say it, but we are at the midway point of the baseball season. And, you know, the top 10 power rankings have pretty much been dominated by the National League. So a couple of American League teams have sprinkled their way in the mix this week. But a couple of teams have completely dropped out. That would be the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees. Both of those teams are playing like absolute ass right now. And even though records-wise, they are right up there with the top teams, they are not playing well, especially the Yankees are 1-9 in their last 10 games. So I could not even think about including them in the top 10 this week. And then really the same thing with the Braves too. They have just been falling apart. So those two teams have officially fallen out of the top 10 this week. Well, I don't expect it to last long because both teams are very good, very talented. And I expect to see both of them in the playoffs. I mean, the Yankees are still right there in the mix with their division. And the Braves still are at the top of their division because they got such a nice lead there. But those two teams are slumping hard right now. So let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings this week. And number one still remains the stupid-ass Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 59-32, so they should be hitting that 60-win mark this week. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the A's and the San Diego Padres, and they are basically top 10, actually top 5 in every single category right now in the season. Right now, they are first in batting average, first in on-base percentage, first with slugging percentage, first with whip, first with batting average against them, second in runs, third in ERA, and fourth in home runs. So yeah, right now the Dodgers are pretty much dominating on every single level. Mookie Betts, he is getting stronger with every single game, it kind of feels like. So he's looking like he's getting back to his old form. And then, of course, it looks like they're going to be getting Edwin Diaz back. He's their relief pitcher. He actually didn't really play. I think he either started the season off on the injured list or got injured real early on in the season. But, you know, he was a big acquisition for them in the offseason. And even though they're not hurting at the relief pitcher position, that means they're just going to be their bullpen's going to be even more bolstered with him coming back. So the Dodgers look like they are just going to continue to get better and stronger as the season wears on. And we are only at the midway point. So they are well on their way to World Series win number 3 in a row at this point. Then at number 2 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 55-33. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cincinnati Reds and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And it's just, this team really has not cooled off at all. They have been on fire. Their pitching has been amazing. And they are just getting great production offensively. You know, you got Jake Bowers, who has just come out of nowhere this season, batting a .266 with 16 home runs, 54 RBI, and just had a huge weekend over the Diamondbacks. And then Jackson Chourios pretty much had a quiet season. You know, he's been solid for them since they drafted him. But this year he's been very quiet. But he's slowly been getting going, and he's got 13 home runs on the season. So it just kind of feels like, though, they're getting production from so many different guys on the offensive side of the ball. And then, of course, their pitching has just been lights out as well. But this Milwaukee Brewers team is playing excellent baseball and just really has not cooled off at all. Then at number 3 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is back at it, and that is the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 52-35. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Kansas City Royals, lost the series, though, to the Houston Astros. But Junior Caminero, he has been on fire. I believe he's had 6 home runs in the last 7 games, something crazy like that. But I mean, he's just been on a tear right now with the home runs. Overall, though, his season, a batting average of .288, 26 home runs and 56 RBI. And he's just been a huge driving force as to why this team keeps on winning. But then you turn to their starting pitching, and they had a little bit of a slump there, but now they are back at it. Nick Martinez, fantastic year, 7 wins on the season, .261 ERA, and 61 strikeouts on the season. This Tampa Bay Rays team, probably one of the most surprising teams of the season, and they are first place in their division, still the best team in the American League, and still, I mean, even that little drop-off they had for a couple of weeks there didn't matter at all, still one of the top teams in the American League, and still playing great baseball. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 50-40. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Diego Padres and lost a close one to the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, one of the games was not close. I think one of the games was like a 17-1 loss. So it wasn't all close. But even so, I mean, Chicago versus St. Louis is always a crazy series because they are division rivals and they know each other so well, but they've just always played each other so great over the years. But the Cardinals did get the better of the Cubs over the weekend. But even so, the Cubs are back at it. PCA's got 19 home runs on the season with 49 RBI. Dansby Swanson has just been on an absolute tear as of late. He's got 16 home runs and 57 RBI on the season. And then their other offensive fire powerhouse right now has been Seiya Suzuki with 13 home runs, 42 RBI, and, you know, just no issues on the offensive side of the ball right now for the Chicago Cubs, who are just really rolling. Like I said, you know, they were, a couple weeks ago, they were really slumping hard, but now they are back at it. PCA has been on it, an insane – both him and Dansby Swanson have both just really been on an insane tear offensively. PCA has been knocking them out of the park. Dansby's been knocking them out of the park, and they just keep it moving, and they are just looking like a really, really solid squad right now. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 50-40. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Pittsburgh Pirates and then lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. This team is getting a lot of offensive firepower from Kyle Schwarber, 30 home runs on the season, 55 RBI. Bryce Harper, 20 home runs on the season, 57 RBI. Brandon Marsh, 15 home runs on the season, 46 RBI. So these guys are just very, very difficult to stop offensively. But then you turn to the pitching side of things. Christopher Sanchez is obviously having probably the best season at the starting pitcher position right now, compared to everybody else in the league right now. 10 wins on the season with a 2 ERA and 136 strikeouts. Just kind of feels like every time he comes out to pitch that they're getting a win in that one. And then, of course, Zach Wheeler having a phenomenal year, 8 wins, 84 strikeouts. And then Jesus Luzardo, he's been their other guy. He's been the third best pitcher on this team with 7 wins and 125 strikeouts. And then, of course, Aaron Nola. Now, he's had a very up-and-down season. You know, he started the season off injured. Was it Nola or Wheeler? I always get the two of them confused on who was injured. But either way, Nola's had an up-and-down season. So he's only got 3 wins on the season, but 94 strikeouts. And he kind of seems to be getting back at it, even though his ERA is well over 5 right now. So that's not typical Aaron Nola. But the Phillies, either way, they have zero issues offensively, defensively, and with their pitching. They are a fantastic team. And when you look at the National League, I kind of feel like, you know, even though the Brewers are a really, really good team, I feel like the Brewers are less experienced team, and when you hit the playoffs, I feel like a team more like the Phillies is going to be able to take out a team like the Dodgers and compete with them as opposed to the Brewers. Now, of course, anything can happen in the playoffs, but I just kind of feel like the Philadelphia Phillies are definitely the most well-rounded team to at least compete with the Dodgers in a 7-game series once we hit the playoffs. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Chicago White Sox, overall record of 47-42. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Baltimore Orioles and split the series with the Cleveland Guardians. And now they are in first place in their division by splitting that series with the Guardians. I mean, that series was crazy this weekend. All 3 of the 4 games, 1-run games. And the one that wasn't a 1-run game was a 2-run game. They just are playing great baseball right now. Antonacci, Montgomery, Vargas, Martin, Kay, they are just getting so much production from a lot of young guys. And then it looks like they're going to get Murakami back after the All-Star break, like immediately after the All-Star break. So this team's been fantastic. And like I said, this American League Central is up for grabs just because every team, it kind of feels like, you know, every week the White Sox are battling back and forth with the Guardians. And, of course, you've got the Twins right there on the outskirts of things. But right now the White Sox and the Guardians are battling it out, and the White Sox are actually getting the better of them. And it's just because they've got such a nice, solid, young squad, and they're getting it done in so many different ways. Like I said, Murakami's coming back, so this team's going to get even better after the All-Star break. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Miami Marlins. Overall record of 49-42. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Colorado Rockies and lost the series to the A's. Yuri Perez almost had a perfect game. He went 7 innings, pitched perfect, but unfortunately, the manager took him out of the game, as they tend to do these days, because you just never know what's going to happen. But Perez, man, he's just adding to this really solid pitching staff that the Miami Marlins have just magically built out of nowhere. You know, you've got Alcantara with 10 wins on the season. And then, of course, their ace, who's basically been Max Meyer all season. He's got 9 wins on the season. So you put him in, you put those two in with Yuri Perez, and it's like this Marlins team might actually stick around throughout the season if these guys could keep it moving. And it looks like, so far, Alcantara is still a Marlin, and those trade rumors really aren't bubbling. And like I said, if the Marlins could keep on winning, they're probably going to hang on to Alcantara, even though they could probably get quite a haul if they end up trading him away. But they keep on winning, that's going to be pretty hard to try and move him just because he's pitching well. Everybody's pitching well for this pitching staff, and if you just move him, that might mess things up a little bit, especially because Meyer's pitching so well this year, and then you throw in Perez, who just had the, you know, 7 innings pitched perfect. You know, that kind of just builds this pitching staff, and this Marlins team has been very surprising, but they've kept it moving for the last couple of months. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Seattle Mariners, overall record of 47-44. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Los Angeles Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays, and they're getting it done in all ways as well. I mean, this team's been back and forth for the most part. I mean, Cal Raleigh has not had the season you expect. I mean, he had an MVP caliber season last year, and this year he has completely fallen off. Even though he's had to battle through the injuries, when he's playing, he just is not looking like his old self. But beyond him, though, there's a lot of other guys who are knocking it out of the park. You've got Randy Arozarena, who's been having a fantastic year. 9 home runs, 41 RBI on the season. And then Luke Rayleigh and Dominic Canzone are two other guys where they come up to bat. And you better watch out, because if this game is tied or within reach, these are dudes who are going to knock it out of the park and potentially tie this up or win it for the Mariners. So the Mariners seem to be getting back at it. And looking like they're a team that's back in a competitive way, just because their division is also another division that's just up for grabs, because the Mariners have been very up and down. The Texas Rangers have been up and down. The Houston Astros have been up and down. The A's have been up and down. None of these teams in this division have really been able to lock it down and get on a really consistent winning streak. So even though the Mariners look good right now, hey, the Rangers are actually playing pretty well right now themselves. So, I mean, I feel like anybody can win this division, but right now the Mariners are the top of this division. The Mariners are playing the best baseball, but that could change. Then, of course, you've got Logan Gilbert at the starting pitcher position. He's been having a fantastic year with 7 wins, a 3.19 ERA, and 114 strikeouts. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Cleveland Guardians, overall record of 47-44. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Texas Rangers and split the series with the Chicago White Sox. And like I said, they've been going back and forth all season with the White Sox for this division. You know, and they've been getting some great pitching, as usual, as the Guardians tend to do. They always find these random pitchers out of nowhere. They've got Gavin Williams having a great year, 9 wins, 123 strikeouts. And then Parker Messick's another young guy who they found who's been having a great year as well, 7 wins, 109 strikeouts. And it's kind of shocking because, you know, Bybee, he's actually starting to get going. He's actually had a very good year, but it's just he's not getting the run support in the games that he's pitching in. But it kind of feels like now he's finally getting the run support. And this Guardians team's actually playing very well in spite of the Jose Ramirez injury. You know, he's been on the injured list like the last 2-3 weeks now. And they're actually playing pretty well without him. You know, you got Rocchio stepping it up, and you got Delauder stepping it up as well. This is just another really young, really good team. And like I said, they're battling it out with the White Sox, and I expect that to be a division battle all the way to the bitter end. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, have the St. Louis Cardinals, overall record of 47-40. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. So they are taking two series over their division rivals, which is exactly what you need because, you know, even though the Braves are holding it down right now, Cubs, of course, are right behind them. Well, hey, the Cardinals are right on that ass as well. And this is a team that could really busted open this second half. I mean, they've been lingering, and to get two series wins in a row against your division rivals, that's a great thing. And, you know, like I said, against the Cubs, they actually had a 17-1 win. And through seven innings, every single inning, all the way up until the seventh inning, they had at least two runs in each and every inning. A couple of them, they actually had five runs in each inning. So it was just a complete can of whoop-ass that the Cardinals opened up on the Cubs this weekend. But even so, don't expect that to be the case every single time they face each other. But I got to say, this team has really been getting it done with a lot of randos who have come out of nowhere, one of them being Andre Pallante, who is just having a phenomenal year at the starting pitching position with 10 wins on the season, a 3.60 ERA, and 70 strikeouts. So he's pretty much been their ace for the most part. But then you've got Jordan Walker, of course. He's been having a phenomenal year, 20 home runs on the season. Then Burleson, he's also been having a year. He's got 14 home runs on the season. And then, of course, their rookie Weatherholt, he's been having a great year. He's living up to all those expectations, and he's got 13 home runs on the season. So this Cardinals team, they've kind of had their up and down moments, but you look at them, and they've got a really solid core. And they're going to definitely need that solid core to keep up with the Cubs. And even though the Braves are slumping right now, I kind of feel like the Braves are going to get back at it once the All-Star break is over. So, like I said, we are at the midway point in baseball season. So, All-Star break is actually next week. But we've got some good baseball on tap this week. So, enjoy the week of baseball and the week of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Friday.